Today's Tanya for the 13th of Elul is an Igeres HaKadosh Simen Yud Gimel, 13th letter. It's on Daf Kuf Yutes Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 458. The letter begins with a description of the two types of Aveda, the two ways of serving God. One is the right side, which is expansive and open and without restraints. The other is from the left side, which is modest and concealed, but with limitation. Hine, second paragraph on the page. V'hine kol ish Yisrael tzorach li'es kolu mebeis b'chine se'ilu. These two ways of serving God are not for different people, but every person, every Jew, has to contain both types. The Ein Loch Davar She'ein Li Mokeim. There is no virtue, there's no attribute that doesn't have its place. So there is a time for the kindness, and there's a time for the severity. The Lochem Matzinu Kama Dvarim, and that's why we find in the Gemara a number of rulings. Mikule Beishamai Umechumre Beis Hillel, from where Beis Shammai took the lenient opinion and Beis Hillel took the more stringent opinion. V'lamdenu, to teach us, she'af Beis Shammai, that also Beis Shammai, she'erish nishmosom mebechinas smol ha'elyein, the disciples of Shammai, their souls came from the attribute of the left, of severity. V'lochen ha'yudonin l'hachmir tamid b'chol isuri ha'teiro, and that's why in all the rulings in Torah, they took the stringent opinion. Beis Hillel shehayim ebechinas yamin ha'elyein, and that Beis Hillel, their neshamas came from the right, from kindness, from the divine attribute of kindness. Hayum melamdim schus, they were always finding the merit. Lahokelu lahatir isure, in order to take the more lenient and to permit that which would otherwise be prohibited. In other words, as he explains earlier in Tanya, to permit means to disconnect the act or the food or whatever it is from unholiness so that it is not tied or bound to klipa. And so it was a kindness for the thing to rule that it is kosher or that it is permissible. So Beis Hillel would always find the more lenient and the permissible ruling on those things, that is Sura Beis Shammai, that Beis Shammai would rule is prohibited. Sheyihyu mutarim mi'isuram, that these things should be released of their prohibition and be made permissible. The yuchlu la'al islamai lo, and then when the Jew uses them for a mitzvah or uses them properly, then they too can rise in the aveda, in the mitzvah that the Jew is doing. So generally, Beis Shammai takes the stringent opinion because he is from severity. Beis Hillel takes the lenient opinion because their souls are from kindness. Afal Pikein, and yet the Gemara tells us where they reversed roles, Bekamo Dvorim Hoye Beis Shammai Mekilim, that in certain things Beis Shammai took the more lenient approach, Mipnei Hiskalalu She'erish Nishmosom, because of the combination of both kindness and severity in their soul, Shulkol Gami Yimin, so that the soul of those who came from the left from severity also contained kindness from the right. Chen Sheirish Nishmas Beis Hillel, and the same is true about the source of the neshama, the root of the neshamas of Beis Hillel, Kolu Gam Mismol Kiyadua. The neshama of Beis Hillel, although they are basically from kindness from the right side, they contained also an element of the left of severity. As is known, the way and the method, the measure of the divine holiness, the way things are in heaven, the less tamon kitzutz upirut chas v'sholem, that in heaven, in holiness, there is no separation, there's no division, v'chol hamidus klula zu mizu, and all the attributes are compounds of each other. They merge into each other. V'lochein hem yuchode zu bizu, ki yadua li yedechein. And that's why they are united with each other, as is known to those who study Kabbalah. And as it says concerning Avraham, Shehu midas hachesed v'ha'ahavo, Avraham, who was the embodiment of kindness and love, it says concerning him, Ato yadaiti ki yorei elikim ato. Now, after the Akedah, God says, now I know that you are God-fearing. And fear comes from severity. Al yedei shelo vashmidas hagvura, because Avraham clothed himself in severity. V'yaked es Yitzchak b'noi v'yikas amacheles, and he bound his son Yitzchak, and he took the knife and was going to fulfill the instruction that God had given him, and all of that comes from severity. U'mash omar akosuv Avraham eyavi u'pachad Yitzchak, and when the Torah says Avraham Ehavi, that Avraham was the attribute of love, of kindness, Upachad Yitzchak, and Yitzchak was the attribute of fear, of awe, Hine ha-hefrish va-hevdul hazeh, so this separation and this distinction, Hu bebechinas gili ve-helem, shebemidas Yitzchak ha-pachad hu bebechinas gili. This describes the relative condition or position of the kindness and the severity. Because in Yitzchak, the pachad, the fear, hu bebechinas gili, was revealed and obvious. V'ha'ahavo, and the love that Yitzchak had, the kindness in Yitzchak is mesuteres, bebechinas helen v'hester, is concealed in hiddenness. V'ha'hepach b'midas Avraham avinu olav asholem, and the opposite was true of Avraham, that what was revealed in Avraham was the kindness, and his severity was concealed. But not that Yitzchak had only fear and not love, or that Avraham had only love and not fear. In today's Hayem Yom, for the 13th of Elul, Yud Gimel Elul, the Rebbe writes that the Chassid of Hendel once related that it was known to all Chassidim that at one's first Yechidus, the Arla, the insensitive skin, was removed. And no matter what else happened, one was immediately rid of the arla of the heart. That was removed for sure.